But I just wonder whether it's quite difficult for you to make the argument at times like this that we need to be wary of the security authorities rather than the fanatics.
I don't think it's hard at all to make the argument. I think this is the crucial time to make the argument. I think people resent when their emotions are exploited and trifled with and when governments try and use fear-mongering to get more power for themselves. It's definitely an effective tactic, and that's why governments do it. But that's what has led the West to things like destroying Iraq and torturing people systematically and putting them in prisons for years without charges, is this constant fear-mongering and exploitation of emotions surrounding terrorism. And I think it's the responsibility of journalists and others to demand reasoned discourse.
Well, reasoned discourse, but you do respect the right of publics in countries where maybe they have different views to yours, and in a reasoned discourse have decided that they think they would like them to have more powers. You're almost as if you don't think the public have a right to the opposite view to you. They're perfectly entitled, aren't they, to take whatever view they want of the different risks.